Disturbing event late last week down at Simonstown, the world-famous Boulders Beach Penguins there. 63 of them reportedly killed by a swarm of bees, which sounds like an extremely rare event. Dr. Kata Ludinya joins me now, research manager at SANCOB, the South African Foundation for the Conservation of Coastal Birds. Kata, thanks for your time. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
It feels very alarming, very disturbing. What's happened?
Yeah, so it seems like a swarm of honeybees must have been disturbed in their nest. So I'm not a bee expert, but we have consulted with bee experts, and that's what we've learned. So they must have been disturbed in their nest, and then they start to swarm, and they just get aggressive, and they basically attack what is in their flight path. And unfortunately, the penguins seem to have been in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And clearly, a bee sting is fatal for something with the penguin system.
Well, it was more than one bee sting. So the bird that we've looked at had over 20 bee stings. Oof. So we suspect it might have been fatal for any animal of that size. So there is no studies that have shown that penguins are more susceptible for bee stings. There's actually not many studies on any bee stings in birds. So there is not much of experience that we can tap into. But yeah, it seems like just the amount of bees would have probably killed any animal of that size.
63, what sort of loss is that? How many birds are in that area?
So it is a huge loss. Simonstown has about 1,000 breeding pairs. But Simonstown is also only, it's one of the few colonies, or actually currently the only colony that's relatively stable. So the problem is that we are losing hundreds and thousands of penguins every year. The population keeps on declining. We are now at the lowest numbers ever recorded in history, with just over 10,000 breeding pairs in South Africa. So that makes the number even more tragic to lose 60 adult birds that were in their prime and were actively breeding.
Do we have any idea what would have disturbed the bees?
No, we don't know. The nest or hive hasn't been found, and it can be anything from somebody cutting down a tree to a porcupine digging into a nest, or we don't know where the bees came from.
So presumably the penguin colony is very vulnerable to this happening again.
We don't really think so. I mean, the penguins and bees have coexisted for a long time. And I mean, penguins have been around in Boulder since the 80s. And it has never happened before. We know, for example, Robben Island, there are bees on the island. We've never seen this. So I think it is literally a freak accident. And I think we actually need to focus on the real threats to the species. And if we had a healthy penguin population, losing birds to a freak bee accident wouldn't be such a tragedy.
So that our attitude should be, this is a freak accident, and not get into things like trying to get rid of the bees in the area or anything like that, but rather focus, as you say, on the more serious threats to the colony.
Yes, I mean, I'm not a bee expert, but I mean, honeybees are indigenous to the area. They are important for the ecosystem, so we don't want to tell anybody to get rid of bees. So yes, I think the main threats to the African penguins are different than bees.
Was it this a report that the bees had moved into a penguin nest box? Do we know anything about that?
No, so these nest boxes get monitored on a weekly basis by our penguin rangers, and there has been no nest inside any nest box. When bees do swarm after they basically attacked, and obviously some of them died, they do kind of regroup somewhere. But that can be in a tree, that can be in a nest box, but there has been no records of bees breeding in nest boxes in Boulders.
I gather you've had a lot of inquiries from overseas on this, that there's a lot of media attention around this incident.
Yes, it is obviously a strange story to report on, and in a sense it gives us a way to actually alert the public to the actual threats that the African penguins are facing, which are more around the lack of sufficient food in the ocean, climate change, pollution, shipping traffic, oil spills, all these things. So in a sense it is a nice kind of media wake up for us to actually highlight the actual threats to this endangered species.
I am constantly staggered by how foreign visitors are aware of the Boulders penguins. It's almost like an obligatory thing to do when they arrive in the country. They also, I've got to go to the Boulder Simonstown to see the penguins. And I sort of think, how do you know about that? But that colony is world famous.
Yes, it is, definitely. And I mean, it is an amazing colony, and it is obviously great to be able to show people the birds, because I mean, most other sites are inaccessible for the public. I mean, Stony Point is also a beautiful colony in Betty's Bay, if you want to visit without so many international tourists. But yeah, it is great to have people actually fly down to South Africa, as you say. And it is a huge income for the country. I mean, just the film teams that we have that, you know, hire equipment here, the tourists that come, the tour guides, the restaurants, the guest houses. So that's one thing that we always try to highlight, that, you know, we obviously want to protect the species, because we know it plays a major role in the ecosystem. But it is also it is an income driver for South Africa.
Kata, thanks very much indeed, and hopefully SANCOB can continue to do its excellent work in understanding that colony and protecting it. And as she rightly says, Dr. Kata Ludinya from SANCOB, there are much, much bigger issues facing penguins in general and that colony in particular than what she described as a freak event around bees.